Hello and welcome to Eye on the Arts Radio, a programme that focuses on artists, arts organisations and events that celebrate the creative spirit in our region. I am your host, Jonathan Canning, Executive Director of South Shore Arts, and our guest today is Chris Acton, the creator of Acton Creative, an online world for weavers. Hello, Chris.
Hello, Jonathan. Thank you so much for having me.
Not at all. And how would you describe Acton Creative?
Oh, I love this question. I would describe Acton Creative as an online place focused on weavers, especially beginning weavers. We love to really deliver education that makes weaving seem easy and accessible, as well as community. What we found is that weavers are pretty solo, isolated artists for the most part. Looms just don't move very easily. So we found that being able to use the internet to bring weavers together from all over the world has been such a valuable arm of the business. So yeah, anywhere for weavers in general, but especially beginners. Those are the ones that we love to welcome into the fold and make it feel like weaving is a fun craft that they can look forward to doing.
And how long has Acton Creative been broadcasting, engaging?
Thank you. Technically, we started quite a while ago, but this kind of version of Acton Creative has been around since about 2020. I released my first recorded episode of A Handwoven Experience, which is kind of my library of weaving education videos. I released that in February of 2020, believe it or not. And of course, we know what happens right after that. So this version of Acton Creative has been around for about 5 years. I did art fairs and markets long before that. And I found that retail was not really where my heart was at. So I needed to find some other way to do what I love and still make an impact. And the online space, crazy enough, has been the way that I found I really enjoyed doing that. I would have never said I was going to be an online person, but there's so many benefits to it. So it's really been a joy.
So twice a year, you have a weave-along project, and one is launched for the month of October. Could you tell us about that?
Absolutely. The Weave Along is this wonderful program, like you said, that we offer in October and in April. And I affectionately call it the month-long weaving adventure. It has just two guidelines. We all start and finish a project in the month of October, and then we all incorporate the same pattern. So for this October, our pattern we're going to be weaving with is lace. And what's so wonderful about this program is that it appeals to weavers of all abilities all around the world. We have beginners that haven't worked with a lace pattern before, so they're able to get in and try this new pattern. We have experienced weavers that it gives them a deadline and structure, which we all know as artists how important that is to have some kind of start and finish. And I think what's really special is that we always have a place online where they can talk to each other. So Gemma in Switzerland can talk to Sam in Canada, can talk to Lori in the Netherlands. And it's just really wonderful. And because they're all working on this kind of same goal, it has this kind of unifying element. So for this one glorious month, we're all focused on the same thing. And it's also just a wonderful place where you can get out of it what you want. You know, you can do your own project. We have projects that are available if you are uncomfortable designing your own project. We have something ready for you so that it takes out the guesswork and you can still enjoy the whole process. So it's we have a blast. And what's fun, Jonathan, is that at the end then we have what we call a gallery show. So we encourage everyone to send us images of their finished projects and we put it all into this kind of slideshow. And then we share it with everyone to be like, hey, see, look what we did for this month as a group. So it's fun. It's really one of my favorite things that we do throughout the year.
But throughout the year, you have regular chats and live streams, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you identified a number of people and the countries they live in. Just how international is Acton Creek?
It's, to my complete surprise, it is quite international. It's, and that's really what's been so wonderful about having this online platform, this way to reach people from all over. As you mentioned, we have a weekly live stream. We call it Live at the Loom, and it is broadcast on a YouTube. And it lasts, it's every Thursday morning at 9:30 a.m. Central Time. It lasts for about 45 minutes each time. And we get together, and there's always, we always talk about weaving, but we, you know, it's a little bit like a coffee clutch. We talk about life. We talk about, you know, how are you doing? And here's my project. And what's amazing is that Lori from the Netherlands is my backup person. So she helps me moderate. And we have Gemma pops in every week to participate. And Carol, who's in the Plains area, she always pops in, and they know each other at a certain point. So they'll be like, hey, how did that go last week? So it's so fun to be able to give weavers a place to make their own connections as well. And because I've been doing Live at the Loom for over 5 years now, there are people that it's their regular, it's on their calendar every Thursday, and they pop in to say hi and talk about what they're working on and see what I'm working on. And it's really, it's so much fun. And I think for me, as being the person who kind of started this, not knowing what to expect, it's been really an honor just to provide a place where they can learn from each other and make connections. Like I said, weavers are pretty isolated when it comes to being able to share your craft with others. So a place like Live at the Loom is a wonderful kind of weekly connection that you can make. And it's also just a heck of a lot of fun. We have a good time.
And so how can listeners join in if they'd like to?
Yeah, great question. Live at the Loom always broadcasts on my YouTube channel, which is under Acton Creative. And certainly if they want to check out the Weave Along, there is a kind of a central page, we call it, that has all the links. And it is just under tinyurl.com/OWAL2025 for October Weave Along 2025. But it's all on the website as well, which is under actingcreative.net. So we try to keep everything in one spot so that you can come join us, come play with us.
Well, I'd love to have you back on to find out how the whole program, the enterprise, is developing.
Mm-hmm. I would love that, yes.
Well, thank you, Chris Acton from Acton Creative, for joining us today on Eye on the Arts Radio. Thank you all for listening. We will be back next week to highlight even more people, places, and events that celebrate the arts across Northwest Indiana. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you. Great.